RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Song 2, the podcast where we take a look into why the second track on an album holds such significance. I'm Stephen Stepslow, your host of Today Radio's Sunny Side Up breakfast show. In many cases, the first track often serves as an introduction, a way to hook the listener. The second track, however, is where the artist starts to reveal their true intentions. It's a critical moment, you could argue, where the listener decides whether to continue the journey or not. Therefore, highlighting the importance of its positioning and El Beach by the Limiñanas is a masterclass in captivating its audience, therefore highlighting the importance of its positioning.
Okay. Un soleil a tombé par terre.
Unlike most bands, Lionel and Marie Limiñana do far more than just make music. They also hold the world record for the most marital arguments settled by quoting their own songs, I imagine. That's right, the two of them are married and have known each other since high school, and after 15 years of political activism, the couple from Perpignan started their musical career back in 2009. They uploaded two tracks to the musical mecca that is MySpace, remember that, and were discovered by the Chicago-based record labels Trouble in Mind and Hozak.
Une profusion de pastèques. Des filles qui ondulent en chanclette.
It was therefore that the Pyrenees rather bizarrely found their early notoriety in the United States, as opposed to in their home country of France, and could go some way to explaining why they chose to make music in their native French, but also in English and sometimes in snippets of Spanish.
Je mâche des graines de tournesol. C'est l'heure où le long du rivage, les Allemands sont en nage.
Their early career was defined by them cementing themselves in US pop culture history when one of their songs appeared in an episode of Gossip Girl in 2010. Seemingly wrapped up in their early success stateside, they pursued their talents across the pond, but to little or no avail, as the primary language of their songs was, yeah, still French. It was, though, in 2015 that they decided the time had come for them to return back to Europe and chance their luck here. It was through the album Malamore, on which El Beach appears, that they were truly able to revive their careers, with the album having success at home and also reaching the shores of Australia. The couple simply ooze the artisanal side of French culture, their songs reminiscent of the sense of apple picking in a Brittany orchard, or smelling the aromas of freshly baked goods in a small village bakery, or in the case of this song, a day at the beach. Not the touristy beaches of Saint-Tropez or Cannes, but a wild beach, specifically La Mortière in the Aix-en-Provence region. The Limiñanas epitomise the va-va-voom that the French are so famous for, effortlessly chic and different from the norm, creating an image for themselves that this song encapsulates. The track captures the essence of a lazy day spent under the Mediterranean sun, with its hypnotic guitar riffs and laid-back rhythm evoking images of crashing waves and sun-kissed sands. Lionel and Marie's signature blend of French pop and psychedelic rock shines through in every note, painting a vivid landscape that feels both timeless and contemporary.
Je contemple la situation. Je vois le ciel incandescent. Le blanc du sable étincelant. Je vois passer le troisième âge, les obèses.
Along with their humorous lyrics describing all the different beachgoers from the overweight and well-behaved children to the icebox competitors and the intrepid swimming Germans, nobody is safe from their sarcastic ridicule. Neither is the protagonist, who is portrayed in his leopard print trunks and walking around as if on a cruise, reminiscent perhaps of Ray Winston in the opening scenes of Sexy Beast or the Southern Comfort advert, both deserving of a nostalgic YouTube revisit.
Vêtu d'un maillot de panthère, j'ai pris mon allure de croisière.
The song is very short, barely lasting 3 minutes, but yet it is filled with so much of their character, it has a poetic feel to it and could definitely be considered as art, especially when accompanied by the fantastic music video. It is a very stylish cartoon that perfectly depicts what the protagonist is explaining, displaying that the band themselves also deem the song is as important to the album as it is accompanied by a thoroughly thought-through work of art. As the song progresses, it continuously builds through intense keyboard repetition, and it finally reaches its climax where the protagonist decides that after taking all this beachwear information in, that perhaps it is time for a well-deserved swim, as the lyrics, il est temps d'aller se baigner, which means it's time to go for a swim, I repeated. A fitting end to a great song brimming with character. So next time you're looking for a musical escape, why not take a trip with the Limignanas to La Mercière? Let their music wash over you like the gentle waves of the Mediterranean, and let yourself be carried away by the magic of El Beach. Thank you very much for having tuned in to this week's Song 2. If you haven't already, then don't forget to leave a like, a star, or whatever unit of appreciation your streaming service provides. And also, hit subscribe. This week's episode was put together using sonichits.com, thequietus.com, broadsheet.com, and of course, the obligatory Wikipedia search. Song 2's episode this week was researched and written by Charlie Stone, voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio.